Gary, tremendous victory. Can you believe you're actually 2-1 down at one point?
Not really. I mean, we could have been 5-6, couldn't we? And the ref, oh, dear me. He must have been the only person in the ground that thought that was a penalty.
What was it a penalty for?
Oh, I don't know. Cryptic refereeing. Useless.
But a great win, up to fourth in the table, I think, on goal difference.
Yeah, it's nice, you know. I think we just won 5 on the bounce, and you know, there's a great spirit in there now. Even though it was 2-1 down, you know, we said, look, this is here for you. This, you just got to, you know, just be composed. We said 45 minutes an awful long time. Even if we got an equaliser with 15 minutes to go, we knew that they'd go back foot and then we could really get after them. And yeah, we've done well.
We've said it before. I'm just wondering if someone's going to throw water at me. No, they're not going to. We said it before, but Scott Spencer's on fire at the moment.
Oh, man. Well, I can't tell you what I just said in there to him because I'll probably get locked up. But what a wonderful goal, the same one.
Yeah.
He's only in with Triton and he's at the bar in the first half. I think we hit the bar twice in the first half. He's just he's a confidence kid.
Yeah.
You know, and I do think, I don't know where the relationship's got with me and Martin. You know, we tell him all the time, you're going to score, and he just does outrageous things, doesn't he? And it can't be good luck because he does it too often.
And Ayrton Bevins is getting goals as well.
Yeah, he's sharp, Ayrton. You know, we talked to him before, and he missed pre-season, so he's a little bit off the pace of the rest of the lads, but he's done terrific. He looks sharp as a tack. You know, his first touch for the goal was brilliant, and very good feet, quick feet, and you know, they're a good partnership.
Spencer Harris came off with a...
Oh, it's horrendous.
With a bandage around
his head. His eyebrows hanging off, yeah. It was bad. I thought the ref was going to book him for diving. There's blood everywhere.
Will they have to go to hospital?
Yes, it's have to be stitched. They're looking at it now, but he'll have to go and be stitched. Yeah, it's a mess.
So he could be doubtful for Saturday?
No. We'll just put a band-aid on it and get him out there.
What's the keeper situation like? Jindrik Stanek didn't play again tonight.
We spoke to Everton's medical people today. He was scanned. They don't think it's anything bad now, and we're pretty much sure he'll be available for the trophy game on Saturday.
His loan period's coming to
an end.
Well,
I'm speaking to Joe Rowe tomorrow. Joe handles all the loans in and outs there. I spoke to him last week. I'll be speaking to him tomorrow, and we'll extend it.
So it's going great in the league. 5 consecutive victories. Saturday, FA Trophy, a bit different. Skelmersdale away.
Yeah, it'll be tough, you know. Very old pal of mine, Tommy Lawson. It'll be really tough, but he's a top lad. He'll have his team prepared. It'll be a very tough game, and we just go there and enjoy it. You know, we go there winning 5 on the bounce. We scored a lot of goals.
A lot of goals, yeah.
And we look a threat every time we go forward.
What's happened? Has something happened? Has it just happened? Have you pulled some master stroke? Has Booty threatened them?
No, they're all on very strong medication.
We won't go into that. But I mean, it's only something like 3 weeks ago. You know, it's coming after a game, and it was a bit glum. And
I mean, because we've been so disappointing here. You know, we've played really well. I think we won 5 games away from home, and we've done really well. And we kept coming here, and I kept thinking the fans have watched an absolute load of rubbish again. Well, we've turned that around now, and now you know it's become a bit of a fortress now. You know, the game's so much confidence, the game's so much mental. And we've slowly, I think, put a team together and a pattern I would play that seems to be working, and you know, no, by no means a finished article. We just keep working very, very hard to try and improve.
And the climate of fear is a thing of the past.
The climate of fear. No, yeah. It's always around the corner for them.
Cheers.